And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Well, Coach, sometimes you come across games where you look at the final score and it's not really indicative of the way the game played out. And I thought that was the case with your game against Cozad on Friday. I know the score was not what you wanted it to be, but you had to feel as though you could take a lot of good things out of that game and bring it into this week.
Yep. Yeah, I thought we did a lot of good things. We rushed the ball for 350 yards and we blocked really good at times and did a lot of good things, but we just had too many turnovers, and that's kind of been the case for the games we've lost. When we've turned the ball over a lot, the outcome hasn't been in our favor. So I just got to take care of the ball, and it's something we talk about and work on every day, and it just comes down to just taking care of it.
Coach, you talked about running the ball, and I know that's really important to you. I was looking at some of the other numbers. I think you ran like 69 plays compared to 37 for Cozad. Do you have a goal going into a week as far as amount of plays you'd like to see your team run versus the opponent?
One of our goals, we have some young guys on defense, so we want to control the ball on offense. So more of it, we look at number of plays or time of possession. So keep the ball out of their hand, give them less time to score. So, and that's what we kind of look at, and we like to have long drives, and we like to punch it in. But we just got to finish drives and not turn the ball over, and we do a lot of good things well. I thought our D-line played really good last week, thought our O-line did really well at times, and just got to not give up the big pass take care of the ball on offense.
You talked about the rushing numbers that you put up on Friday. The three who carried the ball, Zach Jackson, Aiden Clark, Aiden Markham, I think two of them had over 100 yards. Aiden had close to 100. I know that that all doesn't come without being touched. Boy, they really ran the ball hard for you.
Yeah, I thought our kids played physical. I told them after the game, I said I was really proud of our effort. I thought we fought. I thought we played hard. Great effort. And it's probably one of the biggest things we preach is effort and keep playing all the time. And even though sometimes things don't go your way, you got to keep fighting and scratching and giving great effort. And I thought our team did that really well.
Carly, kind of building on that a little bit, I know that, in the game of football and certainly in athletic competition, it doesn't always go your way. And I don't know if I've ever seen an opening minute of a quarter like we saw in the third quarter, but even some of that going against you, I thought your kids really stayed engaged for the remainder of the game. They fought back hard. You had to be pleased with that.
Yep, we were pleased. You know, they got a quick touchdown and over the top on a run on us, and then we come back and have the ball and we fumble, and then they take over and hit a long pass probably within about a 14-second or 15-second period or amount of time, you know, taking off the clock. And they got two scores, and our kids still kept fighting, I thought. I felt like they never gave up, and our effort was really good. And we could have hung our heads and just quit right there, but we didn't. So that's a testament to them and how hard they work and their mental state and continuing to battle. So
It's all about opportunity, and you've got another great opportunity in front of you on Friday. Talk a little bit about your opponent, Holdridge, and your preparation for them.
Holdridge, they seem to like to run the ball. They run a formation. They kind of change their offense up some. They're kind of running some flex offense sets, and they're kind of trying to run the ball quite a bit. So, which is okay. We don't mind that. So, but we got to get them stopped, and they make your defense be really disciplined. They have assignments when they run the option, and we've seen a lot of that from ourselves, but we'll see if we can stop somebody else. But assignment football, and our kids got to know their assignments and do their job, and if you can do that, then you can get some stops on them. And offensively, you know, over the years that I've been here, they've showed us multiple fronts, six-man fronts, five-man fronts, 5-4s, blitzing. So we put a lot of time in this week practicing that and what we're going to see and trying to get our kids prepared and eyes up when you're on the offensive line so we can pick everything up and, and just communicate with each other. And if we can do those things, that communicate and do our assignments on defense, and we'll be all right.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate you taking time to visit with us each and every week. We wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Yep, I appreciate it.
Coach Carly Wells joining us on our pregame show.